Final score tonight, Merrimack Falls to Stonehill 3-2 in overtime. Joining us, Spence Marquis. I had to start in goal tonight. Unfortunately, didn't get the win, but kind of interesting the way the whole game developed. I guess, first of all, I'm sure you said this to other folks as well, but you know, what's the last, first of all, when did you find out that this might happen, that you might be playing?
So it was about like Friday at 3 o'clock. I got a call that was like, hey, you should get your gear down here from Maine just in case. And so,
so you're from where in Maine? Brunswick, right? How far away is that?
It's in like an hour 45, 2 hours. Okay. So, but my brother brought the gear down, and then I came in here and had to do a bunch of paperwork. But, I mean, everybody's been so supportive.
So there was a point then, going back to that day, I guess, on Friday, where they're like, okay, we need somebody to play, right? How did it come to you where you, one of the options, right, and then decided that you were going to do it?
So, I just got a call, and I was like, this is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Why not take it? And so,
who called you?
It was my friend that got me the equipment manager job, okay. Doug Russo.
And this is your first year doing that, right?
This is my first year, yeah.
Yeah. Had you done that before anywhere?
No. So it was a first, and I mean, playing a D1 hockey game is a first too, so a lot of firsts.
So how many people did you have that came down? I imagine that once you found out that you were going to play, you know, like you said, you're only from a couple hours away or so, not that far away in Maine. I'm sure a lot of family and friends wanted to come and see you play.
Yeah, so my parents, my brother, and a bunch of aunts and uncles and family friends. I mean, everybody back home in Maine that I might have played hockey against once are all texting me, and they're saying good luck. And, this is the most supportive environment. I don't think it gets any more supportive than this.
You're a senior here, right?
Yes, I am.
So I guess, you know, what led you as a senior to decide that you wanted to do this, you know, to work with the team?
Yeah, so for my major, I got to take an internship, and so this counts, so I got to get my hours in, but I don't know if these hours count.
Yeah, I was going to say, the 60-minute game, or, you know, 2.5 for the game, I don't know.
Yeah, so, but no, it's been so exciting and so fast-paced, and after warm-ups, I just felt like I could play my own game, and the whole team had my back, and the coaching staff, too, and it's been an amazing experience. I couldn't ask for anything else.
So when was the last time you had actually played in a game? And, you know, how long ago was that, and at what level?
Yeah, so, I skated a couple times before this, but it was probably, I played a men's league game probably 7 or 9 months ago.
Okay.
So that was my last time I skated before skating with these guys.
Okay. And, I mean, you know, we're watching you out there during warm-ups, and, of course, you're the only guy who can dress, so you're the only guy out there, right? But you looked pretty comfortable at that point.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, like, once warm-ups happened, I mean, I could play my own game, and everybody was so supportive, so it's just, I didn't need to stress, I didn't need to be nervous, I could just play my game, I had nothing to lose, so.
First shot, I think, came not too far into the game, right? They had one, you know, it wasn't right on the first shift, but it was within the first few minutes of the game. I mean, was that good to get the first save underway?
Oh, absolutely. I think once you get the first one out, I think it gets a whole lot easier, especially the first period. After that, going back into the locker room, being like, hey, we're right in this, and I can do this. It was huge for me.
What were guys saying out to, you know, to you out there on the ice as the game was going on? Anything in particular that you remember?
I was talking a lot too, and yeah. It was just a lot of dig in. Let's play, and I mean, a couple of the guys were saying, "Soak it in, like live it up." Yeah. So, I mean, like I said, it was just such an amazing experience.
We could see the folks behind you. Were any of those like friends or family that were right behind you? As you know, because you were down that end for the first and third period, it seemed like, you know, there's not a large like set of stands there, but it seemed like they were pretty filled and right on the glass with people that wanted to see you play.
Yeah, so those are all my college roommates and nice. A couple of our other friends. So, I mean, they loved it. And so I haven't checked my phone yet, but I'm sure it's going to be blowing up with text messages.
All right, so Tommy, you're in the second period there. Obviously, it's a good game. You know it's going to be a good game as it is. You know, it's 1-1 there in the second period. You guys are on the power play, and before you know it, you're going to face a penalty shot there, right? So how did you get yourself mentally set for that, and then how did you decide to play the shot?
So one of my first shots in high school hockey was a penalty shot against a rival high school. So, I'm pretty used to it, so it felt fine, but... I mean, it's just a high-stress thing, but you just got to go back to the fundamentals. Like, I've played hockey my whole life, and I believe in myself, and my team believes in myself, and my family believes in me. So it's just awesome.
it looked like on the shot, you know, he comes in, right? Of course, you know, you're waiting for him to make the first move, right? I mean, you don't want to give anything away. And it looked to me like you just held your ground and you weren't going to give him too much. And I think that seemed like that, you know, caused him to, you know, he tried to maybe get a little too pretty with it and ultimately, you know, wasn't able to score the goal.
Yeah, no, definitely. It was, I mean, on penalty shots or breakaways, I mean, you definitely don't want to make the first move. You kind of want to hold your cards. You don't want to play him yet. So I just waited to kind of see what he did. And like you said, I kind of held my ground. And I mean, I think he just lost the puck. But it was awesome.
Look like you got in the final minute. You guys are winning. Look like you guys are going to win. But then, you know, obviously they're playing hard, and it means a lot to them, too. I think their first win maybe over Hockey East team. But, you know, they end up getting the win, the goal to tie it with the extra attacker, and then the goal in overtime, you know. So you kind of go from it looks like you're going to win to then you don't win. I guess, you know, that's the nature of sports, right? But how did it go after the game? Like, you know, what was the talk about with you guys after the game?
So everybody, I mean, it's been so supportive. All these guys were saying I played my mind out. So it's, I mean, I'm not hanging my head. I'm not, you know what I mean? I'm living the dream. I just played a Division I hockey game. So, and everybody else has my back. So they're super supportive. That's all I can really say.
So if you're called again, you know, we don't know what's going to happen next weekend. Team's out at Minnesota State. You're ready to go.
Hey, I'm fired up.
All right, Spencer Marquis is our Warrior of the Game tonight. Thanks a lot, Spencer. We appreciate it.
Thank you.